capitalistic South End, there's no end to entrepreneurial recklessness. Folks move here for what once was cheap digs, only discover this is the outback for employment, where only the strong survive. Or retirees with strong pensions. The rest, they start their own business. Or become artists who naturally disdain business and of course become what we recognize from time immemorial as starving artists. Jimmy's Fitness Center opened last year next to the Ozaiah Auto Body Shop. Jimmy figured, according to wags down at the diner, that this would give us South Enders complete body works. Like a lot of our startup enterprises, Jimmy's Fitness Center was, well, a tad undercapitalized. The Bank of Stanwoodopolis, burnt too many times by wild-eyed, far-fetched business plans from south of the Mountain View Dixon line, looked askance at Jimmy's loan application before turning him down flat. Jimmy turned to his friends and family for fiduciary assistance, a primitive form of venture capitalism, and decided to go ahead and throw the dice. He figured if he could last 6 months, get some monthly memberships going, he'd be okay. Of course, he bought some pretty well-used equipment from dreamers before him, mostly stationary bikes that pedal like rusty three-speeds up a dirt road hill, a couple of Stairmasters, and for good measure hung a punching bag up, I guess to let customers vent on the speed bag rather than Jimmy. Country music provided the ambiance Jimmy thought we would appreciate. Or Brenda did, Jimmy's shapely receptionist and fitness instructor. Better maybe than religious ministry, but sadly off the mark by a country mile or two when it came to judging our musical inclinations. Few clientele came the first introductory month half off, but no one really liked waiting their turn for the one shower, and rumors of Brenda and Jimmy's extended shared water escapade sure didn't bring new business in and actually provoked an outcry from the Mabana Church of the Ravine, not to mention Jimmy's wife Lisa. None of us were unduly surprised when the fitness center quietly closed. Last any of us heard, Jimmy and Brenda were off to Colorado to raise golden retrievers at the J&B Puppy Farm outside Fort Collins. On the South End, entrepreneurs never die, they just recapitalize.